This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Hundreds of Coloradans got free screenings at a health fair this week in Denver. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Sunday event was held at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Parish. It included vaccines, cancer and blood pressure screenings, and child and adolescent well care visits. Similar events have been canceled elsewhere in the midst of stepped-up immigration enforcement. Organizers gave out 600 free backpacks with school supplies. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A push to fund nearly $1 billion in debt for big infrastructure projects in Denver has overcome its latest hurdles. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
City leaders have been deciding which projects should be brought to voters in November. On Monday night, City Council decided the final items in the so-called Vibrant Denver Bond Package. There are nearly 60 projects. An American Indian Cultural Embassy near the airport, upgrades to a mountain park, better bridges. Council cut $18 million in affordable housing funding to pay for calming traffic on major streets. Even infrastructure serving a potential new Broncos stadium is included. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is trying to kill a wolf or wolves living in Pitkin County. Local ranchers have reported wolf attacks since the state released the Copper Creek pack near Aspen last January. Wildlife officials already killed one of the pack members in May. Officials have been tracking the wolves since another calf death earlier this month, but didn't say whether they plan to kill one or multiple wolves. This is CPR News.